Chapter 7. Letting Go. I was quite a bowler as a kid. Okay, I wasn't great at it, but I loved it. Not only are you up at least 10 times a game, as opposed to 4 or 5 for baseball, but the chance to improve comes constantly. So does the chance to lose it completely. The distance between a strike and a gutter ball is only a couple of feet. Most of all, I loved bowling because, like all great sports, it's played largely between you and your mind. And your mind will mess with you. Want to know what a mean, conniving little kid I could be? I used to ask other kids, just before their turns, if they breathed in or out when they rolled the ball. So they'd start to think about that while they were bowling, and not the actual technique of rolling the ball, and it always screwed them up. Then, after knocking down a pathetic 3 pins on their first ball, they would come up with ways to screw with my game, which of course made bowling fun. Like other games that rely heavily on your mind, bowling has its share of superstitions. None is more powerful than the stopper. The stopper, used properly, can turn your luck around in one frame, and turn a disastrous game into a respectable one. A stopper, strategically placed, can get you back into winning form. Here's how it works. Say you're having an awful game, you can't pick up a spare to save your life, and you're splitting the 7 and 10 pins with alarming regularity. The pins are against you, and it's only the fourth frame. What do you do? You give yourself a stopper. A stopper is just a mark you make on the page where you keep score. It's a line drawn vertically on the right side of the box where you've scored your current frame, which is also the left side of the box where you'll score your next frame. It's just a line that more forcefully separates where you are now, Slumpsville, USA, with where you want to be next time you're up, which is Fat City, baby. A stopper is a way of keeping all the bad luck in the past away from the good luck you'd like to have in the future. Someone once said that you make your own luck, and that sounds about right. Actually, I don't believe in luck, but I still believe in the stopper. The stopper is nothing more than a cheap psychological trick you play on yourself to refocus your thinking, and nothing less than a miracle. I don't much bowl anymore, but I still use stoppers. The first time I used one outside of a bowling lane was in college. I'd gotten dumped pretty badly by a woman I was sure was the one. We dated for 2 years, an eternity when you're 20, and in the end, I was less than mature and she was less than faithful, never a great combination. When she called me to her room at the sorority to give me my walking papers, I reacted in a way that would have made any 3-year-old proud. I threw a temper tantrum and pulled apart a stuffed animal I'd given her. It was Baloo from the Jungle Book, and to this day, I can't walk into a Disney store and see that blue bear without feeling guilty. She yelled at me to leave, and in her haste to get her door open, she backed into a mirror propped up against a wall, breaking it. So imagine the scene. The sorority hallway fills up with girls wondering what the yelling is about, and they see me stalking off, bits of poor Baloo's stuffing trailing in my wake. Then they see my girlfriend, standing by a pile of broken glass and a seriously wounded teddy bear, and crying. In the span of about 6 seconds, I'd gone from a guy who'd gotten dumped rather coldly to a brutish jerk who deserved it. Calling that night to apologize made things even worse for me, because it gave her the chance, in front of an audience of sorority sisters, to self-righteously tell me how inexcusable my behavior was. Eventually, I'm going to pull 3 lessons out of this story. The first one is about the importance of self-control. Up until the point where my inner toddler took over and I felt the need to show my pain by destroying a present I'd given to the person causing that pain, I was a sympathetic character. I was the good guy. I was the wronged party. By losing it so completely, though, I lost all that stuff, and I became the bad guy. The hardest thing for me was when my now former girlfriend lectured me on my behavior. It was hard because I knew she was right. My behavior was inexcusable, which made me no better than her. Anyway, back to my tale of woe.